Shkarach Rabbi Sarer for a fascinating halachic discourse. Before we break for lunch, is Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Zweigenhaft here? Yes. Oh, I didn't see you. How are you doing? If you turn to the final page in the Masorah source book, we have, it just happened to work out like that, but it Achron Chaviv. We have a letter here which was written by Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Zweigenhaft's father, Oliver Shalom, and we're dedicating this few minutes in his memory, Rabbi Shlomo Zev ben Rav Moshe Chaim Zweigenhaft Zitzal, and he wrote this letter, and we'll just read it quickly. Hareini lohoed ki yeshli mesoris kashrus ala oif hamachuna shaloi quail. I have a mesorah on this bird that's called quail. Slav, I'm sorry, thank you. Hamachuna slav, which in English is called quail. Vishachalnu esai bepoilin, we ate it in Poland. Beli shum pikbuk, there was no question about it. Vigam yeshlu mesoris misabi, from my grandfather I have a mesorah, hashoich ruboidik. Shenoyle lefnei meya chamishim shana, he was born over 150 years ago. Ushmo, I don't know what's that word? Shmo haya Rabbi Ephraim Mordechai Matel, v'shehoya Rav al yedei Rabbi Itzikol ben din zetzal, v'gam yaduuli bebirur. I know for sure, she'achlu oifazeh, b'toicha iria Radomsk v'radzin, Ubechola Mechuzis be Poland. They ate it over, all over Poland in the city of Radomsk and Radzin. Va'if Yeshloi Mesiris Beli Shum Shaila Bechlal. And he signed his name. And this, based on his testimony, I think chiefly his testimony, the OU permits quail. And we're going to show a short clip of when, as the Ari Greenspan mentioned that at the last Masorah conference 3 years ago, Rav Zweigenhaft was still alive, and he was able to verbally tell it to us. And Baruch Hashem, we videoed that so that we were able to show it to you. Before we show the clip, I'd like to ask Rav Ram Yitzchak just to say a few words. And you can notice the elaborate audiovisual equipment here to set this up. We thank him for sponsoring that part of the program. Lili Nishmas, his father.
I want to give honor to the OU for bringing this conference on Masorah. I want to thank Rabbi Ginek, Rabbi Grossman, all of you who dedicate yourselves to the Masorah. My father dedicated his entire life before the war, during the war, and after war, for the preservation of the Masorah and Kashrus. Just a short thought that he used to say, to present himself twice, yesterday's Kriya, says, P'sal l'cha sh'nei l'cha sabonim, k'ra sh'oinim. Ve'echdev al l'uchas es ha'dvarim, asher ha'yu al l'chas ha'rishonim. The l'uchas, the second l'uchas, like them, could be a different shape, could be a different type of marble, but the letters that were on the first one, those very same letters need to be written on the second one. That's the question of the Masorah. That's the Masorah that he was able to dedicate himself to. I was with my father over 35 years ago by the Beis Yisrael, Zichrono Livracha, when my father was discussing his various issues, things that I didn't know about, that I just happened to be privy to, regarding Shechita and how he doesn't feel he needs to be involved in Shechita. He has adequate income from investments, and he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to make Aliyah. In Ger, those are familiar. The general situation is that one is addressed in Yiddish by the D or Du, which is akin in English to be calling someone by the first name rather than the family name. The entire time of the conversation, he spoke to my father on a first name basis, Yur Du Tastas. When it came to this, Beis Yisrael moved his chair back, he stood up, and he started repeating my father's words in a sort of saying, Rabbi Zweigenhaft, you say that you have adequate income from this, you have adequate this, you want to move to Eretz Yisrael to learn, you want to dedicate your life to Torah, very nice. Are you aware that it's possible that you all have all these successes in your life because of what you dedicate yourself to in Shechita? Maybe it is only because you dedicate yourself to Shechita that you have this chus. My opinion is that you should stay in America and you should carry on, and in that schos you'll grow and prosper. He sat down and he turned back to the first name. He said, Shlomo Zev, Us verstanden was chadig gesucht. Did you understand what I told you? Stay by the Masorah. You have something to dedicate. I was with my father by the Pnei Menachem, the previous Ger Rebbe. And he asked my father, what are you busy with currently? So he said, well, I'm involved in Ofis. This was the Fool's Poultry Firm. Ofis? Ofis Adarabanon. The talents and knowledge of Masorah you have should be involved with Behemoth, which is Deraisa. He never left it. To the very last week of his life, I came to his house to see how he was assisting someone, shtelling a chalav who had problems from Eretz Yisrael. I know that 24 years ago, my father went into the stipler to discuss my own personal shidduch. And my father was weary going into the stipler because he used to dismiss certain people very abruptly. When my father went into the stipler, and my cousin, Rav Shlomo Shtentzel, who is responsible for the Vad Mishnei Yomis in Eretz Yisrael, testifies to this. The stipler was sitting in his weakened state, weakened vision, stared at my father, grabbed hold of the table with both arms, shakingly stood up. My father turned ashen, felt very bad that he stood up. He said, Shatnish, I feel I'm standing up for someone who has dedicated his life for doing up something for Klal Yisrael. I've never met you before, but you make that roishim on me. Tehei Zirchei Baruch, I would like you to see the film.
Can I turn the lights off, please? Concerning
the Masorahs of birds that you just heard, if you look on page 1 in the source book, you will see that the OU concerning pheasant, Muscovy duck, mallard duck, guinea fowl, peacock does not accept Masorahs as being a kosher bird. However, the only one bird that the OU does accept on this list is quail. And to a large degree, this is based on the Masorah that we have of our next speaker, Senior Shoichet Rabbi Zweigenhoff Shlita. We'd like to ask him to speak about that particular Masorah.
I will speak in English. I was a Shoichet in Sosnovitz. This is by Katowice. I will say Katowice is by Sosnowitz.
Where is it?
In Poland. On the border, Poland and Germany. I have Smicho from Kozhik Yavaru, if you know where the Kozhik Yavaru was. He was lately, the last 2 years, he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Lublin. Eine von der größten Goyne. They catch him to the crematorium. He asked the son where I'm going. They told him, you go to a crematorium. I go for Kiddush Hashem. He starts dancing. He left. With dance, he's going for Kiddush Hashem. He was the Rosh Yeshiva noch, Baravne Neiser. I learned Shchitis by my grandfather. When my grandfather died, I was 2 years old. My grandfather took me to the grandfather, and I learned Shchit with him. He was born 1852. And he has the Masorah of the quails. We call this quail. In Sosnovso, we call this, in the school they call this Sof. In Poland, they call this, I have the name there. Yeah. Kurpatva. Kurpatva. Thank you. The Kurpatva there was on the border between one owner and the other owner is such a grass. The Kurpatva, they hide them in this. The boys catch the Kurpatva and they came to my side. Then they came to me and I killed them. Here they didn't know about this Kurpatva. This is the Beside this, I find out that Rabbi Englert, he was a rabbi in Sosthenes, he was a son-in-law from Balatailes. Rosin. But then they eat this too. My son is a son-in-law van Bobov Rebbe, van Ben Sien's item in the 80s too. It's enough for me that on my side the 80s. No. We're talking about you. So I brought the CIA, we killed this. A charge of
Do a tfisa, show them what a tfisa is. Do a tfisa.
Schriet, huh?
Tfisa.
Was if they make the tfisa for schriet?
So hold it high so they can see.
Sehr hoch.
Explain what you're doing so they should understand.
Samaskus.
Show them how you have to find the simanim with your finger. Show
the simanim?
Yeah, explain to them. Explain to them.
Yeah, you say. There's a difference by a pigeon in the simanim of the right side. But them is on the left side. The shochet has to know when he shech, he should make a little bit wet, not to take out the feathers, and shech the right when the simanim. Ja. Ratsgesinnt, NS-Gesinntheit. Na, Kuscher.